WTAW News Time is 6:06. 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There could be two YMCA locations in the Twin Cities.
Looking at the possibility of having a YMCA on the existing Blinn campus that would serve as their student center, and perhaps another one right here in College Station.
College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney said last night the discussion was still in the exploratory stage during a series of meetings this week by the Sports Advisory Board. For the second time this week, local law enforcement checked out a suspicious package. Yesterday afternoon, Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they were moved outside the West Campus garage an orange water cooler with two wires coming out of it.
We have some video footage to review from the nearby parking garage, as well as potentially interviewing witnesses who may have seen how this water cooler got to this location.
On Tuesday, a suspicious pipe under the bridge at Highway 47 in Villa Maria and West Bryan was found not to have any explosive materials. The College Station Police Department's bomb squad assisted in both incidents. You're invited to this morning's dedication of the first phase of an historical park in front of the Boonville Cemetery in Bryan. Mervin Peters, with the local chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas, says $550,000 was raised from individuals to move and restore a cabin built in 1856, build a Six Flags of Texas plaza, and build seating by the flags.
It's private citizens interested in the history of their own county and wanting to tell that history and to make it available to future generations to see it.
This morning's dedication program starts at 10. The Texas Ramp Project is celebrating a big milestone this weekend. The nonprofit organization has been building wheelchair ramps for low-income disabled Texans since 1985 and locally since 2009. The 10,000th ramp will be built in Bryan tomorrow. Volunteer Philip Pierce says providing access ramps to the disabled gives them a sense of independence.
They've told us over and over and over again about how they felt like they were prisoners in their own homes because they couldn't get in and out independently, and this just gave them back their independence.
Pierce will be leading the volunteers building the ramp tomorrow. Pierce says they are supported locally by civic clubs, churches, and businesses. It's completely volunteer-based and has no paid staff. More information on applying for a ramp or to volunteer is online at texasramps.org. Leaders of Texas A&M Student Government Association want to visit with residents of College Station's Southside Historic District neighborhood Saturday morning. SGA Vice President of Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says they'll be joined by members of the Brazos County Constable Precinct 3 office.
We're going to have our student body president, the Speaker of the Student Senate, some of our executive cabinet members, and some other members of the Senate. We're going to have a smaller group this first time. I want to replicate this with a larger group of students. But for the first one, it's a little bit more manageable when we have a smaller number of student leaders so that we can maneuver a little bit more easily.
Beckerman says they're reviving the Walk and Talk event as a way to get to know those who live closest to the main campus in the area generally bordered by George Bush, Texas, and Welborn. Yesterday was another sellout for the local Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Awareness Support Group's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. Keynote speaker Joan London, who published a book last month about her battle with breast cancer, visited with the media before the luncheon.
Cancer changed my life in actually a good way. It gave me a purpose-driven life. And if anyone can find that in life, that is a gift.
Proceeds from the luncheon remain in the Brazos Valley to serve and support local breast cancer patients and to advance breast health and cancer awareness efforts through Pink Alliance. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cloudy this morning. There could be some breaks of sun from time to time this afternoon. There also may be an isolated afternoon shower, highs near 90. Chance of a shower through the evening. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sun, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with lows around 65. Sunshine's in the forecast for Sunday. Highs on Sunday around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where the Houston Texans screwed it up for everybody. Had the Texans won, all of the Texas teams yesterday would have won. As it is, they're the only ones that lost. That means the Rangers and Astros both won, as did the Stars in their opener. We'll have that plus a whole lot more, like the high school football report with Zach Taylor coming up, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
Yeah, if you're depending on the Texans to do anything worthwhile, you will usually be sadly disappointed. My goodness, they're a horrible football team.
Wow.
Playing very poorly, I'll put
yes.
it that way. Yeah. So for all of you people who get up early and may have to leave us at some point during the day, you always miss out on prizes.
Oh.
So since it's Friday, I have some stuff here. So
it's our version of Fun Treat Friday.
That's it. I don't know what that means. Oh, that's what you do with your daughter.
Yeah.
That's right. 695-1620, 695-1620. Oh, for the next few people who call, I have
You just got to get through?
We have fun treats for you.
Yeah, you just have to force your way through the lines. 695-1620. In the meantime, adding insult to larceny, an SUV that had all four of its wheels stolen overnight.
Not cool.
On a Chicago street. Got a parking ticket in the morning because it didn't get off the street for the street cleaner. How stupid is that? 2011 GMC Denali put on cinder blocks. Oh, that was nice of them. After its wheels were stolen sometime between midnight and 7 a.m. on Thursday, despite a note put on the SUV's windshield by the owner, it still got a parking ticket. That's no fair.
See,
hey there, who's this?
It's Russell.
Russell who?
Hamilton.
Russell, what are you doing up so early, my man?
Making T-shirts.
Well, all right. With a magic marker, or are you doing something a little more sophisticated than that?
No, it's CC Creation.
No, I got you. All right, Russell, listen, I got it. What's your last name?
Hamilton.
You told me that. I asked you that. All right, I got tickets for the 4th annual Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. It's coming up next weekend. Come by the radio station. I got them for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy. Hey there, who's this?
Steve Smith.
Hey, why are you up so early?
To listen to you guys.
Oh, that's of course. Yes, that's exactly right.
Flattery will get you everything.
You betcha. I got a pair of tickets for the 4th annual Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. You probably get up close parking anyway.
Absolutely.
All
that's
right.
Great.
Got
Thanks,
it for
Scott.
You. Thank you, man. See you later. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Bill Ashley.
Hey, Bill. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm on my way to work.
All right. And do you work Monday through Friday, so this is like a good day for you?
This is a great day for me. It's Friday.
All right. Where do you work, man?
Brighton Firefield.
Oh, okay. All right. I got a pair of tickets for you for the 4th annual Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo coming up next weekend, okay?
That's great.
Thanks. All right. See you. Bye. One more. Hi there. Who's this?
Pete Lockett.
First name?
Pete.
Okay. Hey, Pete, what do you do that gets you up so early in the morning?
I'm up early every day. I own my own business.
Oh, that's well, go ahead. Plug the business.
Lockett Landscape.
All right. There you go. Come by here, and I got a pair of tickets for you for the rodeo, all right?
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Hey, how about that?
Woohoo!
Such a benevolent man.
Yeah. Well, look, I figure I need to start the day this way because there's no telling where it's going to go after that.
On
right?
Friday, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Behold.
Information.
Can that guy appeal that ticket? I mean, what do you think?
Maybe.
I'm paying it in pennies.
Yeah.
Whatever I can do to be obtuse is what I'm doing.
Yeah, make it annoying for him. Wow.
I'm taking all the money and wadding it up.
Yeah, something. So put in a paper bag with a rubber band around it, something like that.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Make it about 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time to find out about birthdays and stuff for the weekend. This is Friday, October the 9th. It's day 282. We got 83 of them to go. It's Curious Events Day. Have to go back and because a curious
like
event.
Like when your SUV gets the tires taken off of it, you get a ticket?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, curious events probably happen every day, so we'll go dig around and see what's today. It's Leif Erikson Day. It's National Chess Day. It's World Egg Day. Mm. Moldy Cheese Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes that makes it
depends on if it's intentional or not.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes that makes it more expensive. And it's Fire Prevention Day. And it is the birthdays of...
John Lennon would have been 75 today.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sean Lennon is 40 today.
Oh, yeah.
It's her birthday. Scott McCreery is 22. He's a country singer and won American Idol. Tyler James Williams, 23, from The Walking Dead. Zachary Ty Bryan, 34. That was the eldest kid on Tim Allen's Home Improvement show.
Oh, okay.
Steve Burns is 42 from Blue's Clues, the original host. That one was just for Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Guillermo de Toro yeah. is 51. He directed Hellboy. Edie Camozzi. Who was the singer's 58? John O'Hurley.
Oh.
Jay Peterman.
Yes, exactly.
61 years old. Scott.
Papa Mau Mau.
Yeah. Very nice. Very good. Yes.
Scott Bakula is 61. Tony Shalhoub is 62. You know him as Monk or Mr. Downs would know him from Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne, 63 years old.
You know it.
Jackson Brown is 67.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bobby Flay. Chef Boy, 51 years old. Fivish Finkel, remember him from Picket Fences and Boston Public, 93 years old. Eek. Robert Wool, comedian, 64 years old. Mike Singletary, former football coach and NFL Hall of Famer, is 57.
He went to Baylor.
He did, as a matter of fact. On Sad D, it's a World Homeless Day. It's double 10th day. 10th day, 10th month.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Angel Food Cake Day. World Porridge Day. Maybe not so much. All right, birthdays up.
Rose McIver, 27 years old. She was Tinkerbell once upon a time.
Yeah, okay.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 41. Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell, 42. And he's all over stuff now. Wendy McLeodon Covey is 46 years old. She was in Reno 911, which I thought was horribly funny.
Yeah, it was.
Mando Bennett is 46 from the Hobbit movies. Brett Favre. He's 46 years old.
Doesn't know how to spell his own
name.
Mm-mm.
Jodie Benson is 54 years old. That was actually the voice of the Little Mermaid.
Ariel, yeah.
SNL, Pat, Julie Sweeney is 56 years old. Bradley Whitford is 56 years old from The West Wing. Tanya Tucker, don't call me Tanya, 57. Mm-hmm. David Lee Roth is 61. Wow.
Jump. As well.
From Soap Opera with Swords, Charles Dance is 69. Vin Vereen is also 69. And that's it.
Peter Coyote, probably know him as an actor, does a lot of voice work. He's 74 years old. Happy birthday to the U.S. Naval Academy tomorrow, 170 years old. And happy birthday to the Tuxedo, which showed up for the first time in Tuxedo Park, New York. I got his name in 1886. On Sunday, it's International Day of the Girl. It's Food Truck Day, now that we can have in College Station. Hell yeah!
And maybe we get some crickets in the next one, too.
Sure, sure. Sausage Pizza Day. Southern Food Heritage Day. Uh-huh.
So what you then need to do is fry a pizza.
That's right. It's my party day. That's on Sunday. Birthdays of?
Daryl Hall.
Oh, okay.
69 years old. Michelle Wee, the female version of Tiger Woods, without the screw-ups, is 26. Matt Bomer is 38 years old from Magic Mike and White Collar. Emily Deschanel is 39 from Bones. Claudia Black, 43, Stargate, and she was in something else that I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Moyer, 46. He's in the new Bastard Executioner, which looks really interesting to me. Okay. Looks like a little more aggressive version of Soap Opera with Swords.
Oh, okay.
Jane Karaski is 47 years old. Luke Perry, 49. Leni James is 50. Sean Patrick Flannery is 50 years old as well. Boondock Saints, the young Indiana Jones. Joan Cusack, 53 years old. And retired 49ers quarterback Steve Young is 54.
There you go. David Morris, he's an actor. You might know him. He's 62. Rod Liebman, another actor, 78. Harry Connick Jr., pretty talented guy.
Oh, that wasn't on there.
Yeah, he's 48 on
One
Sunday.
One of my favorites.
There you are at 621.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Kevin McCarthy did not have a path to 218 votes because the Freedom Caucus supported Daniel Webster. So in that sense, McCarthy was told numerous times he is not getting the Freedom Caucus votes. That means unless Democrats voted for him, he was not going to become the speaker. And yeah, a little bit of chaos would ensue, and it would be a little uncomfortable and a little difficult, and the media would eat it up, and they'd make predictions that Republicans were in chaos and being co-opted by the extreme right wing of their party. But when 60% of Republicans think that they have been betrayed, and they have been, by House Republicans, that is as loud and clear a message that there is a desire for a complete change in direction.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He's the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night. And guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's two-for-one offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special two-for-one offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep-healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 10th, it's Farmer Rancher Liability Issues. Come explore a complex issue with tons of importance this week at Producers. And be sure to bring your legal questions.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive says top corporate officials had no knowledge of the cheating software installed in 11 million diesel vehicles. But Volkswagen of America CEO Michael Horn did offer an apology to a House panel yesterday.
I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime.
Horn told lawmakers that a small group of software developers in Germany was responsible for the computer code that enabled the cars to trick U.S. government emissions tests. Johnson & Johnson has begun a clinical trial of a two-shot Ebola vaccine in Sierra Leone. The new study will investigate the experimental product's safety and its ability to provoke an immune response in the body to the disease, which the World Health Organization says has killed more than 11,000 people in Africa. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $50.47 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. An 8-year-old chocolate lab named Bogey got loose in Indiana last Friday and was out all night. Apparently, the next morning, he saw a bunch of people running, so he decided to join in. As it turned out, though, it happened to be a half marathon. And Bogey didn't just run for a few minutes, he actually finished the race, 13.1 miles. Once he crossed the finish line, animal control workers picked him up and took him to a shelter. His owner showed up on Tuesday to claim him and had no idea that the dog was already a local celebrity. Unfortunately, since Bogey didn't register for the race, they didn't record his official time. But his unofficial time was 2 hours, 15 minutes, which was better than most of the human participants. And even though he ran 13 of the 13.1 miles, race organizers decided to give him a medal. Unfortunately for Bogey, this is the fourth time he's run off. So like Bob Barker says, Jerry's now going to spay and neuter his dog. Actually, just neuter. And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David likes to give folks options. Now, if you've got extra jewelry that you don't use or have inherited jewelry that you want to know if it's real or not or what you could get for it, stop by anytime. They'll give you a free, no-obligation quote. As a matter of fact, he gets calls from longtime customers about everything under the sun because he kind of deals in everything under the sun. He's got collectibles in there. There's Louis Vuitton, custom-made jewelry, and a whole lot more. It's really easier if you just go in and visit with him. He's on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down for IHOP. Or you can see him online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Morning at 6:28, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. About 91 or so for a high temperature today. There is a slight chance of showers, about 20%, and happen in the afternoon if it does. And then tonight, down about 68. We'll continue to have the same temps. Actually, looking at Sunday and Monday, which, by the way, is Columbus Day, about 94 for a high, kind of unseasonably warm, but we're having kind of northerly winds in the evening, which is nice, especially tonight and tomorrow night, so it should be pleasant. Actually, most pleasant night will be Saturday night with a low of about 66. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 5, 87% relative humidity, and we're looking at 68 degrees out there.
When couples fight and argue, it's usually not for the reason they think they're fighting and arguing. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Meet Lawrence. He's making serious money on his own schedule driving with Uber.
With Uber, you can write your own paycheck. If you want to go out and make $20 a day, you can. If you want to go out and make $500 a day, it's up to you. You sign up, and you start earning money right away. Right away, like the next day. Turn it on when you want to make money, you turn it off when you don't. It's just that simple. What are you waiting for?
Thanks, Lawrence. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really though. Tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Every couple argues and fights, but what are they fighting about?
Somebody once said nothing keeps an argument going like two people who don't know what they're really fighting about. And until you get down to the real underlying issues, you can think that you're different in a thousand ways when there's really only seven essential differences that divide us.
Marriage counselor Tim Downs, author of the book Wonders Never Cease.
One of them is security. That means, are we safe and do we have enough? The problem in marriage is one of you values security more than the other one does. So financial arguments are often really security arguments. One of you's a saver, one of you's a spender. It's because you both want to have fun, but one of you doesn't want to have fun today at tomorrow's expense.
Loyalty is another one of the seven core issues.
We break it down into faithfulness and priority. Are you faithful to me? And do I have the priority that I think I deserve in your life? So in-law arguments are often really loyalty arguments. You're not really fighting about whether you like my mom or not. It's just that my mom seems to have taken on a priority in our marriage that you don't think that she should have. And until you talk about it in terms of loyalty, it's hard to make any headway.
So a good example of a security argument, says Tim, is...
My wife wants me to keep the garage door shut, and I love to keep the garage door open. I never realized that's a security argument. She just feels like I'm not safe if somebody can break into the house through the garage door. Well, you know, when we realize we're not fighting about garage doors, that changes my attitude. I keep the garage door shut.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The College Station City Council heard last night about the possibility of two YMCA branches. Councilman Carl Mooney said there was talk of one on the existing Blinn College campus in Bryan and a second in College Station.
We are still in the exploration stage, have a long way to go, but things are starting to take some shape. So that hopefully within the very foreseeable future, we'll be able to report more about some actual steps of putting a shovel in the ground somewhere.
Mooney says the discussion took place during a series of meetings with the city's sports advisory board. The first phase of an historical park on the site of the first county seat in Brazos County has been completed. Mervyn Peters with the local chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says everyone's invited to the dedication this morning in front of Boonville Cemetery in Bryan.
We have a long list of very, very generous citizens that have deep roots or long ties in Brazos County and some in neighboring counties that have generously contributed right at $550,000.
The first phase includes the moving and restoration of a cabin built in 1856, a Six Flags of Texas display plaza, building seating by the flags, and a replica of the Twin Sisters cannon from the Battle of San Jacinto. This morning's dedication program starts at 10. Residents in College Station Southside Historic District, generally bordered by George Bush, Texas, and Welborn, have the opportunity to visit with Texas A&M student government leaders Saturday morning.
We want our best student leaders to be out there to have a great experience, to encourage residents to keep engaging, and then for the student leaders that do participate, for them to translate that experience back into campus. And that creates an example for everyone else to get involved. When you see your student body president, the speaker of the student senate, when you see those folks getting involved, everybody wants to jump in line and participate.
SGA Vice President of Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says they were approached by the Brazos County Constable Precinct 3 office to bring back the Walk and Talk event as a way to get to know those who live closest to the main campus. The Texas Ramp Project has been building wheelchair ramps for low-income residents since 1985. This weekend, the local chapter is helping in a big way.
The Texas Ramp Project is celebrating its 10,000th ramp built in Texas this weekend. Volunteer Philip Pierce is leading a group from A&M Church of Christ in building the wheelchair ramp for a Bryan resident.
That's almost mind-blowing to think about that much need being out there. And the thing is, that's not all that's the need that's out there.
Pierce says without a wheelchair ramp, many disabled people do not have access in and out of their own homes.
Maybe they could get a group of friends or family members to come and physically carry someone down a set of stairs to get them in and out. And when that's the option that you've got, you kind of reserve that for only times that you have to go to the doctor or things like that. In an emergency, you would have to just hope there were enough people around to help someone get out.
Pierce says the ramps provide independence and safer living conditions. For more information on the project, visit texasramps.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Pink Alliance serves the Brazos Valley, supporting local breast cancer patients and to advance breast health and cancer awareness efforts. Their 13th Surviving and Thriving Luncheon was held yesterday. Keynote speaker Joan London visited with the media before addressing the sellout crowd.
I have come to find, through the engagement with the public, after going public, that you can step forward and be a voice for a lot of women who don't feel like they have a voice. You can educate women, and that empowers them to possibly save their lives.
The television host published a book last month, Had I Known, about her battle with breast cancer.
And for every woman who writes to me and says, you know, I can't explain to you why I didn't do a mammogram for the last 3 years, just busy, I know it's a bad excuse, but I've been listening to you, and I went and got it, and thank God I cut my cancer at stage one. What more could anyone ask out of life?
The luncheon has raised more than $480,000 to support local breast health initiatives, serve breast cancer patients, and further cancer awareness. Texas A&M Police is reviewing video surveillance around the West Campus garage to determine who placed an orange water cooler containing two wires outside the building. That resulted in blocking the area around Kimbrough and Olson for 90 minutes yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Alan Barone says assistance was provided by College Station Police Department's bomb squad.
They were able to determine that the suspicious package was safe. And at that point, once it was removed, the all clear was given via code maroon, and all intersections and pedestrian traffic resumed normal in the area.
It's the second time this week the bomb squad assisted with the report of a suspicious package that follows the removal of a pipe on Tuesday in West Bryan that was found to contain no explosive materials. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At BatteriesPlus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in store, located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
6:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of cloudiness around this morning. It should give way to some breaks of sunshine. There's the chance for a stray shower this afternoon. Temperatures will be quite warm, up around 90. Tonight, maybe a brief shower in a few spots, otherwise partly cloudy for high school football. Overnight lows are going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sun, warm, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night, 65. Sunshine and warm for Sunday. Highs will approach 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I really feel like there's a lot of season left. I really believe that. There's 11 games left.
I think it'll take more than that. That's Bill O'Brien, the head coach for the Texans. They lost last night, but all the other Texas teams won. And we'll also do the high school football report for you for week 7 coming up here in about 11 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of take or leave Major League Baseball, but it's kind of fun right now.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the Rangers go up to Toronto and just own those folks in game one. They'll play again today.
Something, I can't remember when they said the last time it happened, but all four home teams lost.
Yeah.
Which never happens in the playoffs of baseball.
Really doesn't. Shuts them up. So, anyhow, we'll see how all that goes. And you can catch a lot of that action right here on our radio stations. Okay, so we thought that the biggest surprise we were going to get was when John Boehner said, "I don't want to play anymore."
Oh, well, yeah.
That wasn't quite all. There's a little bit more.
And Kevin McCarthy said he wants a big do-over, too.
Yeah. Anyhow, it seems that Kevin McCarthy has decided to withdraw from the race. The public reason was that he was not going to be able to get enough votes to be elected. There are other stories back in the backwaters about that, so
basically because somebody said, if you have, or the leadership said, if there's anything in your background that we need to know about it now. It was shortly after that that Kevin McCarthy stepped down or backed away. So draw your own conclusions, go dig up whatever you want to, but there's plenty of stuff out there.
Well, there's some bubbling about the congressman.
There is. Well, actually, and you know, we'll see what happens now. There are two congressmen, Congressman Conaway from Midland and Bill Flores from here, possibly standing for speaker. Generally, I think everybody has said that you don't want to have an interim speaker. You need to go ahead and get after it. You need to change direction. Certainly what Congressman Flores has going for him is he's head of the Republican Study Committee, which is the largest conservative group in Washington. And again, everybody wants to make sure that they don't get a Boehner 2.0 because that wouldn't help it.
No.
You have to do something to placate the conservative wing of the Republican Party, and maybe that's something that Congressman Flores will do. Congressman Conaway, I was talking to somebody last night who knows him, says he's a great guy, great friend of radio, as a matter of fact, too, helps carry some of the legislation for the National Association of Broadcasters. So he's well-liked. But obviously the idea of having someone in there who is not a politician, who has his world background from business, and certainly Congressman Flores has that. So, and the thing is, his name probably would not have surfaced. It surfaced on the Sean Hannity show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Probably would not have been, had not been surfaced, had things, obviously, the vetting taken place, and also that at least some people in leadership had moved forward. Remember, the Republican caucus, Texas Republican caucus, is the largest one in the Congress, and so being able to put your ducks in a row right there would be good. Having two guys possibly could split it. Earlier on, we had heard that Jeb Hensarling might have had some interest. But right now, leadership would like, at least on the surface, to go after Paul Ryan. Ryan really said he don't want to run for speaker. He's pretty happy doing what he's doing right now. Mm. And, you know, quite often, you can be a more effective legislator in a key committee chairmanship like he is, rather than going and being Speaker of the House.
Right.
Speaker of the House takes an amazing amount of time, and so as a result, you're not able to do what you need to do. Ask Eric Cantor what happened when you have to get into a leadership role like that. It just takes a lot of time.
I'm not trying to be salacious, but have we heard anything that may have been the reason why?
McCarthy?
Yeah.
McCarthy.
Okay, I haven't heard a word. I was just curious.
He had a closer-than-close working relationship with another member of Congress.
Okay.
And his Wikipedia page got updated, and the IP address that it was related to, the update, was from the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah.
So they're investigating that.
Yeah, so they're...
Egon.
Yeah, there's... so anyway, we'll move forward from there. Flipping the switch over to the presidential side, Ted Cruz raked in more than $12 million in the third quarter of fundraising.
Really?
Which is not bad. That brings his total to more than $26 million after he brought in $10 million in the second quarter and $4 million in the first quarter. By comparison, Marco Rubio raised $6 million in the third quarter. $12 million for Cruz, $6 million for Rubio.
Hmm.
A little bit disappointing, so we'll see. Big hot rumor that's rocking around Washington on the Democrat side is Joe Biden makes his announcement on Monday. See how that works. Hilster released her long-awaited plan to reform Wall Street yesterday, saying in a Bloomberg op-ed that she wants to crack down on abuses and certain tax kinds of high-frequency trading. She wrote, the bottom line is that we can never allow what happened in 2008 to happen again. Well, yeah, we're already going down that road, hon. I'm just saying. Just as important, we have to encourage Wall Street to live up to its proper role in our economy, helping Main Street grow and prosper. Okay.
So she's just not counting on that Wall Street money?
Well, I guess not. The plan includes increasing accountability by punishing criminal behavior. No. They're not going to do that. I'm sorry. Let's see. How many traders on Wall Street have gone to jail? One? One? Out of 2008, out of all the stuff that happened, and we got one?
Yeah, okay.
Just saying. Let's see what else. Republicans on the House Select Committee on Benghazi launching a counterattack. to the political battle over that panel, releasing portions of additional emails to and from Hillary Clinton. Trey Gowdy, who is the chairman, wrote a letter Thursday accusing Democrats of repeatedly using the panel to advance political messages and stonewalling the efforts of the GOP. He wrote, simply because you have chosen to play politics with this committee, the state, and nobody on the Republican side ever plays politics. I'm just saying, but he's saying the Democrats do. Kind of an interesting story having to do with, well, you know, the president has spoken out about this, the shooting that's taken place in Oregon, and he said he's tired of talking about coming up to the podium and having to talk about that. A guy named Gary Bumgartner from Fox News did the report that kind of we've been talking about.
But the city with the most mass shootings, defined by authorities as four or more people shot in one incident, is his own hometown of Chicago.
Ruh-roh.
16 so far this year. People there feel for the folks in Oregon, but say for them, it's sadly a regular occurrence.
I understand and I hurt for those families. But I would like for them to imagine living that very frequently.
But it doesn't seem to get the same kind of attention. Father Michael Flieger has a theory about that.
I think sometimes that because most of our shootings are taking place in poor communities and in black and brown communities, it doesn't make the headlines.
Yeah, Mr. President.
He's not wrong.
And our, hey, they've broken 400. Woohoo! We got 400 total homicides now in Chicago for the year. Yeah. So there you go, Mr. President. You go ahead and head out to Oregon. Oh, I forgot. You're going to do a fundraiser tonight in California, too, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah.
Where people in Oregon are saying, we don't really want you.
Yeah. So there. See how that works out for you. But we'll be keeping count, and I'm glad that Fox News decided to do a story on it, that Chicago does continue to be the mass murder capital of America. 648.
Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 10th, it's farmer-rancher liability issues. Come explore a complex issue with tons of importance this week at Producers. And be sure to bring your legal questions. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The dark, drab days of winter can spell real troubles for folks trying to coax tropical plants into holding their leaves and perhaps even growing indoors. Conditions just aren't all that favorable, and proper management becomes really critical. Let's outline some guidelines. Wintertime woes of the houseplant gardener, right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. Since your houseplants won't be growing as vigorously over the winter, they also won't need as much water. Overwatering becomes one of the most common causes of plant failure indoors. Check the soil before you apply any water and never water wet soil. When you do water, let it run through the pot and out the drain hole, and then wait until the soil dries somewhat before you water again. Fertilizer gets much the same warning as watering. Plants that aren't growing aggressively don't need to be fed heavily either. Now, where you might have been using a water-soluble, complete, and balanced analysis with every watering during the growing season, you probably could feed your houseplants no more than every fifth of watering in the wintertime, and they'd be very happy with that. If you see the plants growing lanky and leggy, cut back on the plant food. Adding light, that's a common question. You can add modest amounts of light fairly easily, but they're generally useful more for showing the plants than for growing the plants. If you have a plant that needs really bright light and your spot is pretty dark, you'd be better advised to move the plant or find a different plant altogether. It would take a mechanical maze, almost a growth chamber, to add enough light to equal what it would have gotten in a bright spot outdoors. Pest control. There are several insect and disease problems that crop up in protected environments inside our home. Spider mites, for example, and mealybugs can proliferate. There are no natural predators and no harsh driving rains, cold, or heat to kick them off the plants. Learn to recognize early warning symptoms of the pest and then use the safest, effective control measure immediately. Leaf curl and leaf drop will happen. These are two common symptoms of houseplant problems. Plants like schefflera, rubber plants, and philodendrons will all produce abnormal-looking leaves that are often cupped or rolled. Other plants like weeping figs, Dracaena marginata, schefflera, aralias, crotons, and diefenbachias may lose lower leaves. That's generally evidence they aren't receiving quite enough light. Merely moving them to better surroundings may solve all of those problems. And finally, freeze and chill injury. Some plants freeze with just a few minutes exposure to temperatures below 32 degrees. That comes as no shock to most gardeners, and we quickly learn to jog to the house if temperatures are in the danger zone, and we're taking plants from the nursery to a warm car and then into the house. Covering the plants with a light towel or a sheet of paper even will usually prevent cold damage for those couple of minutes. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. This morning brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52.
It's the oldest rivalry in town, the A&M Consolidated Tigers versus the Bryan Vikings. Coach Dave Raffield and the Tigers came up just short of the crosstown rivalry last year, and he says that loss has been gnawing at his players.
We asked our kids this week what this game means to them, and it's amazing some of the answers that they wrote down. We had one sit there and say, hey, I've been going to this game my entire life, and last year when I'm finally on the team, we didn't win. And he said, so it's personal.
The Tigers had a 10-year win streak heading into the loss last season. Bryan coach Ross Rogers, who was at Consol when the rivalry started almost 30 years ago, says last year's win has brought back the electric atmosphere to the Crosstown Showdown.
It was a long time coming for the Navy and White, and you don't normally see that in rivalry games, so it doesn't become a rivalry. I think it kind of lost some of its shine because Bryan had not won. And now that we've gotten back at least one victory, I think that it will create more excitement going forward.
Both teams are 3-2 and tied for first place in district play with 2-0 records. Kickoff is at 7:30 tonight at Merrill Green Stadium. Vikings coverage will be on Sports Radio 1150, and Tigers broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Rutter Rangers are looking to bounce back this week after suffering a 62-7 loss to College Station last Friday. But Coach Will Compton says his players and his coaching staff have put that loss behind them.
Our kids are resilient. Our coaches are as well. And that's the thing that I believe in, is that your coaches are going to set the mindset of the team. And if your coaches come out sluggish and remembering the last week's loss, then your kids are going to remember the last week's loss. If your coaches come out fired up and pick out the positive things and they're running around from station to station, then the kids are going to follow in suit.
Coach and the 2-3 Rangers will head to Willis to face the 2-3 Wildcats at 7:30 on the Zone 102.7 FM. The hottest team in District 18-5A is the College Station Cougars, who have rolled off three straight wins en route to a 4-1 record. They'll be at home tonight to face 2-3 Livingston. Game time is at 7:30 with broadcast on Peace 107. After a bye last week, the top-ranked Navasota Rattlers will kick off district play tonight at home against Houston Sterling. Here's Coach Lee Fedora with a scouting report on the 3-2 Raiders and their stout offense.
They've got a quarterback that, you know, he can take off and go at any time. And so we've got to do a real good job of maintaining our gaps, doing proper tackling. That's why we worked on it during the open week and being prepared for a pretty good offense that can put up a lot of points.
That one gets underway at 7 o'clock on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play tonight, St. Joe's travels to Lutheran North. Brazos Christian visits Tomball Rosehill, and Allen Academy hosts Syntex Homeschool. Game time for all of those games will be at 7. And Buffalo hosts New Waverly at 7:30 on 103.5 FM WTAW. To listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations, head over to RadioAggieland.com. And to keep up with your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. Texas A&M men's tennis advanced senior Shane Vincent and Arthur Rinderneck to the second round of the ITA American Draw in Tulsa. Unfortunately, sophomore Jordy Arconda and junior Max Lunken saw their run in Tulsa come to an end after advancing to the doubles main draw. They got knocked off by the doubles team from Tulsa in a third set tiebreaker. Texas A&M volleyball hits the road this weekend for a pair of Southeastern Conference matches. Today, the ladies will take on defending SEC champ and preseason favorite Florida in Gainesville. Then it's off to Columbia for the Gamecocks on Sunday. That game will actually take place in South Carolina. And now to Major League Baseball, where the Houston Astros beat the KC Royals 5-2 in the opener of their AL Division Series.
And that's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left center field. Gordon is going back, still going back at the wall, against the wall, and it's gone!
Springer shot and Colby Rasmus help ice things up for the Stros. Houston stays in KC. First pitch is at 2:45 today. Robinson Chirinos hit a two-run shot against David Price as the Texas Rangers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-3 in their AL Division Series opener. Yovani Gallardo allowed just two runs and four hits in five innings. Ranger manager Jeff Banister said this is really about the team.
We know that we're a ball club that's not a perfect ball club, but we've got a group of guys that play extremely well together. It's a good team. They play very well together. They love playing the game of baseball together, and they find a way to meet the demands of the game. And so they don't really listen to what's being said about them. All they know is they want to go out and play baseball.
They'll go again this afternoon in Toronto. First pitch at 11:45. In the NFL, Andre Johnson had two touchdown catches against his former team to help the Indianapolis Colts beat the Houston Texans 27-20. Texans coach Bill O'Brien stole a line from the late, great Yogi Berra in saying, "It's not over till it's over."
I really feel like there's a lot of season left. I really believe that. There's 11 games left. And, you know, look, I know that it doesn't look good right now. I'm not saying that it does, but I think there's a lot of season left. Give the Colts credit. They did a better job than us tonight, but I think there's a lot left to play for.
On now to the ice of the NHL, where they opened up the season and Antti Niemi recorded his 33rd straight shutout and the Stars beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-0. And finally, Gary Ward Jr. ran for four touchdowns and Kenneth Farrow ran for three as Houston defeated SMU 49-28. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name. Amazing results.
Experience a floral gathering at Church of Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Handle every fall chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new 4-wheel drive 3038E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade for as low as $222 a month. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
It's the weather brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 90 for a high today. Do have a slight chance of showers this afternoon at about 20%. 68 tonight, 90 on Saturday and Sunday. Monday, 94. By the way, that's Columbus Day. 68 now, WTAW College Station, Bryan.